When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
So you're first putting yourself on their radar. Now they're going to be checking out your stories. They're going to be checking out your profile. They're going to be checking you out. And one of these days, he's going to swipe up on that story and make a comment. Boom. You got him.
There you go. You good?
My neck is killing me.
That training?
They be fucking me up there, bro.
They be tossing you left and right, bro, more than a salad.
I'm holding my own, bro. It all started with the fucking train, the instructor, black belt. He's like, come on, dog. Let's go. I'm like, oh, shit. And you can't say no. It's like,
bro, I can picture it.
Bro, this guy got me in some shit. I'm like, oh, fuck.
But was it an obvious reaction like that, or it was like internal dialogue that you was going back
100%,
and forth?
100%. You could see it written all over my face. And he just
like, I knew I would get my ass.
Yeah, bro. But I swear he did something. It fucked me up.
Oh man. So that was just recently. That was like,
this was like from a couple weeks ago.
Oh, but you still feel it.
Yeah. I'm just been like, but that's gonna happen. I'm just like trying to be conscious of it, rehab it.
Bro.
Cause I had shoulder issues since I was in high school wrestling, man.
Find us both in the cryotherapy, bro. Like with the new.
We gonna be in that cryotherapy. They just gonna be fucking
ice baths and everything.
We gonna do a podcast from the booth. You're just gonna see our head up. What are we talking about today, Rome? Man, there's chicanery out there in the streets, dog. I'm
bro,
trying to tell
for real.
You gotta do what you gotta do. You know. All right, let's see.
Oh my goodness.
One of the things we get asked about all the time, and we've been getting a lot of questions recently about like how to approach online dating.
Mm-hmm.
And ladies and gentlemen, we gonna give you a little bit of a blueprint inside the mind of a man who or woman that is looking to pursue online.
With the glasses
or attract
on.
Online.
We got the blueprint right in front of us.
Hey, man, we got some opinions. I got my own approach and my opinions about it, and it's a certain perspective. I'm sure you do, too.
Oh, 100%. We'll right? speak on that.
So we're going to get into it, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Online dating. It's a new day and age. It's a new way. It's
like
this is the day and age we're living in. It's a digital world.
Even dating. Like, that's so crazy, man.
It's like, okay, what do we, when we come across somebody's profile, what do we actually think? What's going to make us reach out? You know, what are some red flags to look for in his profile and their profile? What to determine what type of dude is this? You could get a good first introduction, I would call it.
Yeah.
So we going to get into it, ladies and gentlemen. So if you ready, buckle the fuck up. We going into some online dating chicanery. So ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. Of the Strip Down Podcast.
SDP.
SDP, baby.
Where we strip it down emotionally, you feel me?
Mentally.
Mentally.
And digitally now.
Now that pertains to the certain subject at hand right now.
So we gonna get into it. So ladies and gentlemen, if you're new here, welcome, motherfuckers. Welcome to the shit show. Do me a favor. Hit that subscribe button, baby. We want to hear from you in the comment section as well. If you're watching this on YouTube, as you're watching, drop some comments. We want your perspective, your tips, your opinions. We want to hear from you because it all helps add to the knowledge database.
Absolutely.
Or if you're asking yourself a question, it's like, okay, we could follow up on that.
Yeah.
Leave your feedback. Leave your opinion. It is all more than welcome, baby. We
Absolutely.
Do not claim to know it all. A lot of the topics that we're getting, We're getting them from the IG DMs. People are really opening up to us in the DMs.
Which we appreciate. Thank you guys for being comfortable with us.
It's super valuable to us. It definitely helps give us perspective.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we use all that information as things that we need to talk about in the podcast. So make sure to be following us on IG. That's where you can reach out to us. And we start doing these IG lives.
Lives, yeah.
Every single Wednesday, we're doing one-on-one lives with y'all. Where we could actually have a back and forth conversation, you know, because that's how we could really get down to
get
some
a little
of these
more
issues.
Personalized.
You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, what we like to do is do some shout outs every single week. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? We gotta do them shout outs. Gotta show love. Gotta show love to those of you that be showing them love.
Yes, we do.
You know what I mean? These are the people who be showing up in the comment section all the time, showing up more and more in the notifications. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bet.
We got
respect.
I love it.
They be reposting our stories, tagging us. I keep seeing them in the, you know, in the mentions and whatnot. I'm
keep
like,
doing that. Thank you, ladies.
Respect. So we about to do some shout outs. So from YouTube, we got Blanca Haro, and Vicky D.
Blanca and Vicky, shout out to you, baby.
From IG, we got Mommy Roxy and Viva Marie XO.
Mommy Roxy and Viva Marie. Shout out, baby.
And from TikTok, we got Jelly127 and Olivia2618.
Jelly127 and Olivia. Shout out to you, baby.
So now we're going to get into the situation of the episode. So we literally got this DM, literally just like yesterday.
Okay.
She goes, hey guys, I just wanted to let you know that I love your guys' podcast, but can y'all do an episode on online dating and give us some tips for our profiles, like some profile tips? I'm like, shit, bet. We could definitely do that. Now, before we get into this, I want to kind of make an overall kind of mindset statement of online dating, right? Because to be fully transparent, to be fully upfront, I'm not much of an online dater type person. I don't do the dating apps or I've never really, that's just not my style. I shine in person. Like I know it's best if I can read your vibe. If I don't really know you in person, it's a little bit awkward for me. I'll be fully transparent. It could be, online dating can be a little awkward. Can we all agree? Shit.
Yeah, I feel like I gotta agree with you, bro. I mean, to be honest, I
feel like I'm awkward
as shit in person than online dating. Like, I think having an active social life is something that like really should be at the forefront when it comes to, because you find the best people when you allow them to just attract in your life instead of you going out to where's my part? Let me search actually. Let me go.
I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing because there are some pros and cons to online dating. The pros are like you get to learn a little bit more in depth about their life. Right. You get to see their profile. You get to see what they're about. You get to see them on a daily basis if they're posting stories, like what their actual life is about. Right. And you get a lot of context to who they are potentially.
I agree. I feel like I also believe that their social media is a highlight reel.
Exactly. So that's another thing to keep in mind.
You have to moderate your expectation when it comes to that because people put their best foot forward when it comes to social media. So gauging their actual true self.
Yeah, that's going to come later in time.
Yeah, it's going to have to come like truly like in person or like, you know, through like, you know, their voice or something like that. Like you can't really just gauge completely off.
It's just like think of their online profile as like this is their resume for the job description. They're gonna put their best characteristics and traits on that resume, right? But they're leaving out all the negative stuff.
Yeah,
it's like all right, well we're gonna find out what kind of employee you really are.
Yeah, and by voice I mean conversation and things like that, getting to know each other. Like
We got some little life hacks too. We got some little tricks you could to find out some deep information about them via their profile.
Absolutely.
So we're gonna get into it now. I really want to set the mindset while going into this is not going into it trying to pursue a relationship. Instead, go into it trying to cultivate a friendship. Right? So now you have zero expectations.
Yeah.
Right? All you're doing, and now you're entire game is revolved around creating a friendship. It's innocent. It's not like desperate or it's not like trying to look for anything and you're not giving off any sort of awkward vibes. Because that's how I would feel.
Yeah.
I'd feel awkward trying to like flirt with you online. I can't flirt online. I need you in person to flirt. You know what I mean? I need you to feel my energy.
Yeah, because I think what it comes down to sometimes is people go out trying to search for things to say or information on things that they may not know on how to conversate with people through online social media, you know, profiles and stuff like that. And I think that that's where things can get kind of tricky and challenging because now you're getting away from who you actually are and how you would actually, you know, conversate on being yourself by trying to find things to say or what's, you know, captivating or engaging.
Exactly.
And go like, oh, let me go to this profile because they seem like they know what they're talking about. Maybe I'll just copy and paste this. And then you're just like continually sort of, you know, going in this direction that you don't want to go.
And you know what? It feels like cheesy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you're trying to spit game online or whatever, or, you know, it's just coming across as like kind of corny, if in my opinion. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people are better at it than others, but 95% of the time it's like, you know what I mean? I know you girls know what I'm talking about. You get all kinds of cheesy ass shit in your DMs. It's like, what the fuck kind of pickup line is this? You know what I mean?
We should do like a segment on their pickup lines, basically.
But the best is always like when it's just nonchalant, casual.
Yeah.
And it's like now it's like way easier for me to like actually communicate with you because I'm not even trying to come at you like
and
that.
There's
I'm
no
just,
agenda.
I'm just trying to keep it like.
Lighthearted.
You know, lighthearted, and there's no, I have zero expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, that energy is much more attractive.
Yeah.
Period, right? Like that energy I'm giving off to her or you might be giving to him, it feels so much more comfortable.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why I say, like, go in with the mindset of like creating friendships rather than like pursuing a relationship.
Right. Right.
You know,
right.
Because then every great relationship, you hear it from married couples all the time. We start off as friends. We're best friends. My wife is my best friend. It always starts off as like a great friendship.
Very true.
So it's like,
I can attest to that.
This is like a dating mentality in general. It's like, don't go out trying to date. Go out trying to cultivate friendships. And then if they organically turn into relationships, then great. That's like, it would make the most sense in those cases.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
But then again, there's some people, they just trying to get some action. Look, respect, but there's a better way to go about that too, my friend. So pay attention. We got to put you on game. This episode right here is for both the boys and the gals.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So if you're doing the online dating apps thing, that's great. We're not going to cover that in this episode. There's one platform I feel like trumps them all. Instagram.
The one you use on a daily.
Instagram is probably where you communicate and get to know a person the most on the internet, right? But keep in mind, it's a highlight reel.
Yeah.
You know, Bumble and Tinder and all those other ones, it's like you're getting a little snippet, a little snapshot. Realistically, those are more like hookup apps.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
In my head, it's like a slimmer chance. But if you're trying to get a real relationship, you know, I think it's easier done on Instagram. You feel what I'm saying? Were you going to say something?
No, I was going to say pursuing friendships that may lead into relationships.
Oh, did I mess that up?
Yeah. But
you know, I be messing shit up all the time.
But it's okay.
It's okay. Thank you.
I was just like, ain't no contradiction of anything. It's just that, you know.
You know, exactly. Yeah. And then that way, you have no expectations. And if things don't go, you know, turn into a relationship, you don't give a fuck. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're building friendships.
Yeah, because I feel like so much of the time, it's like searching. It's like finding.
Yeah.
It's like trying to look. And it's like, I don't necessarily believe that that's where you find the best long-lasting sort of relationships potentially going into, you know, what you want in your life, marriage and everything. I think what it is you being so developed within your life and your self-progression and have an active lifestyle and social lifestyle that, like, you allow that person to come to you, you know, in a natural and organic way because they will. You know,
keep your focus on your priorities instead of pursuing these relationships. We preach this shit all the time.
Yeah.
So now it's like you got the mindset, I'm networking. I'm creating friendships and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, catching some people's vibe. This is a part of my social abundance life. Like, I'm creating new opportunities to have that social abundant life that is healthy for my mental state and whatnot.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So that's the beginning mindset, right? Now what we gonna get into is like, okay, well, how do you actually start to cultivate these relationships in a way where it's like, okay, they start to take you seriously. First, you need to get their attention first and foremost, right? Mm-hmm. You need like, you could either approach them or they're gonna approach you, right? Yeah. So ladies out there, I know y'all would prefer to be approached, right? So now it's like, okay, well, how do you get their attention? What's the first thing we notice about anybody as guys?
On a social media platform?
Yeah.
The thumbnail?
Their profile pic.
Their pic.
Yeah. Yep, their profile pic.
Yeah.
The profile pic is the quote-unquote thumbnail.
Yeah.
Right? That's like the YouTube thumbnail. When you're scrolling through YouTube, that thumbnail is the first thing that catches your attention that is going to determine whether or not you click. You see the thumbnail, then you read the title, and then you click.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. But if that thumbnail is whack, you scrolling right past that shit.
I feel like sometimes if you see thumbnails with like all crazy type of like pictures, it's like, it's gotta what? Be, this must be a troll account or something, baby.
Yo, it's got to be interesting, right? And it's also got to show, you know, you, right?
Yeah,
it's like it's got to be visually aesthetic.
Yeah.
Right? You got to stand out in some way. If you're, you know, trying to like their photos to get their attention or whatever, you're commenting or whatever, you got to stand out somehow.
Yeah.
And the thumbnail is what catches our initial attention. And I'm like thinking to myself, okay, what profiles do I actually click on? Mm. Which ones do I actually like, just like nonchalantly like click on them, just to peep them out for a second.
Excellent.
It's usually the profile pics that got like, I could see their face.
Yeah.
Right? It's not too far away.
Yeah.
It's not too close.
Yeah.
But it's like the perfect distance. It's like a headshot, right?
Yeah.
And it's like well lit. You could tell. It's like you're looking your best self.
Mm.
You could tell it's not like overly done. You know what I mean? It's not. It's just like, oh, wow, she's pretty. Let me see, you know, what's going on with her, what she's about, right?
Yeah.
You girls can probably relate to this. It's like when the guy has a profile picture, if he's standing fucking 7 feet back, he's on the top of the mountain, you just see a little fucking stick man at the, it's like he's not standing out. But if you got a, if it's got a headshot or something,
yeah,
maybe it's a little thirst trappy. It's like, oh, what's a, we ain't gonna deny that shit works too, both ways. But you're setting him up with the false expectation that you might not want him to have of you if you do take that route. It will work on getting his attention, but now he's got some preconceived notions of like, oh, she's kind of like thirsty for attention. Cause you would think the same way of a guy if he was just like shirtless in his photo.
Yeah, yeah. With the bite, with his sun ass, his eyes right
like this motherfucker is thirsty for attention.
Oh man!
I mean, you will check him out, but just peep his shit. But it's like, I'm not sure if I really want to take this dude seriously.
Yeah, I don't. I mean? I always say
unless
like
you're just looking for a hookup.
Yeah, I always say how you first capture their interest is how it usually kind of ends, like in terms of like. Throughout that of what their mind state is. So if you're like got a body pick up on there or something like that, initially it's just like, okay, sex, you know?
Right.
Okay. And this is something that's no guy can deny. We're giving you these secrets and stuff like that. Women, like this is just a male psyche is if you don't want that sort of result,
that's
then we will much encourage you to like maybe a Facebook pick. I think in my opinion,
what works for you?
I think in my opinion, like a smile, you know, for me, like I think, you know, it's just something that really shows a little bit of personality. You're not like just like a mute. You're not just like duck lips or whatever you want to call that. It's more of like, yo,
or that resting bitch
like
face.
Like when you smile, you should. I'm done with you.
It's like, damn, girl.
Yeah, when you smile, I feel like you create sort of a safe space and
more approachable.
More approachable and more like, I don't know, you radiate light, like almost in a sense. And I think that's very interesting to a guy, you know, because you're not like everyone else with body pics on their profile pics.
Yeah.
Or thumbnails.
I think we're going to get to that. Like, basically what the profile mix of that's going to like really give the best first impression where this guy is going to give you like really some serious like consideration for a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, because the right guy might be viewing your profile, but he's just, like, not seeing much that's going to really engage him and, like, get him to want to take action.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the profile pick for me, smile, no smile, it's just got to catch my attention. Visually aesthetic, you know, well-lit, you know, selfie. It can just be a simple selfie or whatever. It's like pretty. The lighting's nice. It stands out. And here's a little hack too, is like post on your stories often and like daily, because then it puts that red ring around it. You know, that colorful red ass ring.
Shows that you're active.
It shows that you know, you're active.
Yeah.
And it just gets your attention visually, subconsciously. Just like you're more likely to click on that.
You're like intrigued. I wonder what they're doing.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Like, you know, so I want
to
see.
I wonder what she's up to right now.
I need an inside glimpse.
Or, yeah, exactly, what she's posting right now. Yeah. So it just makes you a little bit more tempted to want to click on it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and it doesn't have to be something. It could be anything. You could just be posting a quote, sharing something from somebody else's account, like a meme account or something.
Yeah.
Something funny, sharing something. Yeah. Or it could be like, you know, part of your day, whatever. But posting.
Yep.
If you're looking for somebody to, you know, to approach you or whatever, that's gonna help us click.
Facts.
Right?
100%. The meme pages be cracking me up, bro.
Yes.
I'm telling you, that never fails. Like,
because
I feel like it goes sort of the same sort of mirror reflection of like, you make a girl laugh, you make her do anything, whatever, you make a guy laugh, it captures it.
Yeah.
You know, it sparks something. It's like, like this girl is funny. Like,
exactly. You know? Or she has a sense of humor.
She got a sense of humor. Yeah, exactly.
We share a common like sense of humor.
Exactly.
Right? So that all like helps build that comfortability for them to want to even approach you, which we're going to get deeper into that. Mm-hmm. So we're just like kind of going over the basics.
Yeah.
Or like the foundation, profile pic. Next is like, you know,
bio.
If you're before you get to the bio, you're going to increase your chances of being approached if your profile's public. If your profile's, because I get DMs.
This is a good point. That's a really good point.
I get DMs. Yeah. Like, I'm not hitting the request button just to find out about you. Why don't you follow her just to find out? It's like, it's not that deep for me, to be honest. It's not that, like, I'm not out there really looking for anything. But if you gave me the opportunity to check out what you're about and learn more about you, and then I discover, oh, wow, I really click with this girl.
Right.
Then I'm, like, way more likely to engage.
I feel like the thing is, you almost lessen your chances of sort of being noticed, because most guys probably won't want to go through that effort of doing that. And I think what it is, it's like, you know, if it's not public, then it's just like, okay, I got a request, I got to do this and that or whatever.
Yeah.
I have a life, especially if he leads a busy life. He can't just glimpse and look at it and see sort of a small overview of what you are, who you are, your life and everything like that. So I would just say it heightens your chances more when your profile is public.
And look, we understand it's like, hey, you know, there's reasons why it's private. Totally respect that. I'm just saying during that period of like trying to start conversation, it's best to have it public.
Yeah.
Just to increase your chances of getting the attention and to get the engagement that you're looking for. And then once you start talking to somebody, then you can switch it back to private.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How they gonna talk to you if they can't
see
you?
It's like
girl?
you're just some food for thought, baby.
There you go.
You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The next thing is, it's like, yo. This, I feel like we got to mention that this.
What's that?
It's like the username.
Oh, yeah. We done seen some interesting usernames, that's to say the least. All across the board, like, if you want me to be honest.
Just go with whatever your name is, or a shortened version of your name, a nickname, or, you know, that shows personality. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine. What not to do is make it something that's, like, kind of absurd in a, like, in a way that might give them a preconceived notion that makes them not want to take you seriously.
Yeah.
Right?
Could come across as sort of maybe like a troll account or something like that.
Yeah.
You got like all these different symbols and stuff all in it, and you know, this is your name, that's not even your name, then there's more symbols and all this other stuff.
Because if it's fucking bomb ass pussy farts 92, I ain't clicking this. Who is it? Like,
yo, I'm you know, done. Watch an account be like that. It's out there. Right?
Official Miss this, that, and the other. The official king of ding-a-ling. I'm like, bro, who the fuck you think you are?
Man, I got to say, one of the most funniest sort of, like, different usernames I've ever came across. And I don't even want to put anyone out there, but, man. And I don't even know if this.
What was it?
This spicy butthole. Literally, spicy butthole.
Yeah.
I'm just like, why is your butthole spicy though? Like, It almost makes you think, like, dang, like, this person, I need to, like, refer him to a doctor or something like that.
What kind of diet you on, bro? Shit. Holy cow.
How many ghost peppers you ate?
Damn. Like, you got to chill out on that chili sauce.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Everywhere I could just picture, like, y'all trying to go and search up Spicy Butthole right now. I'm just saying, don't do that.
Oh, shit.
I want to put it's just like we had to just be honest about what we've heard before. So don't let anyone, just leave Spicy Butthole's account alone, please.
Now, the bio. For me, I don't really pay too much attention to the bio, but it's like kind of like an opportunity to just kind of give like a little synopsis of like what you're about. Yeah. And then it's a good opportunity to show a little personality.
That's what I was going to say.
I feel like a lot of times, you know, you see what they do, where they're from, you know, maybe a quote of some sort.
Yeah.
ASL on there. Age, sex, location. You know, remember that?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. Yeah, yeah. That's like standardized sort of template.
What I like, though, is like when you have like a little bit of witty humor in there.
Yeah. Something different. Yeah.
Now you like because first thing we look at, profile picture. Now the next thing is the bio.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like a scan that, like from top to bottom.
Exactly. It's like, okay, something witty and funny. That's okay. Now you're giving me a little bit of your personality. Oh, yeah. She's funny. Oh, she's witty. Oh, she's like kind of deep. You know, I see Bible quotes all the time too.
Yeah.
That's great. But funny and witty is like, you know, you can never go wrong with that either.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, cool. Let me check out her. Now I want to actually like take a little bit of a deeper dive in. I see she's got some personality.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder what kind of captions she writes. Like now I'm like actually, you know, more inclined to want to like.
I do like when it's different. Like when it's. It's not because, you know, you realize you see a lot of the same bios like a lot of the times, too, of like, oh, this person must have gotten this quote from this or whatever, and like they're putting maybe the same. So if you could think outside the box,
The box. Don't be putting live, love, laugh. It's like, can you be more basic? Damn. God damn.
I ain't saying nothing.
Come on, girl.
Coming out the gate.
You can be a little more creative than that.
Oh, man. He said, don't be basic. We not no
bro,
Starbucks
there was
drink.
One time I was literally. I was talking to two girls, I'll admit, this was back in the day, and they had the same exact quote in their bio.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do I believe that? 100% I do.
I'm trying to think of what it said.
Was it a live, love, laugh?
No, it was like, I can't remember what it was. I wonder if they still got it as their bio.
Let's
see. She still got it as her bio to this day.
Let's see what the verdict
is. This is like years ago.
I'm actually intrigued now. They got the same one from years.
I can't even remember what this girl's username was.
Because you usually update it. You know what I'm saying? You don't keep it, like, for years.
What the hell is this girl's even username?
Probably got you blocked, bro.
She probably blocked my ass. Damn.
Damn. That's tough, bro.
See, this is why it's best to have your name. Because now I'm trying to look her up. It's something other than her name.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't even remember what the hell her damn username was.
Yeah.
Something like makes some sort difficult. Of passcode or some shit. I'm like, damn, girl.
I think that's really important, too, like, to know about. Because, like, I think when they want to search for you.
Oh, there it goes.
And you make it difficult, then it's, like, harder for them to, like, you know.
She changed it. Thank God she changed it.
She did change it?
One of them. I don't know. I can't remember what the damn quote was. But it was the same exact thing. I'm like, damn, you couldn't have been more creative than that.
I'm really, want to know what it is, though. But shit. I guess, you know.
Let me see if I could find the other girl.
She probably knew we was going to research it at one point.
She's not listed under her real name, so whatever.
Well,
you know, there's a way to find her. I could just go under my friend's account.
Oh, here we go. Remember that saying, girls do better research than the FBI?
Yeah, watch
it. Let me find out Miles do better.
I do better research than all you hoes, girl. Shit.
Oh, no.
Found her. Oh, yeah.
What? This is still the same thing?
She got the same exact one.
It's the same one?
Yeah.
What is it?
I kind of don't want to call her out.
No, you don't have to say her name, but like just what's the bio.
Yeah, if she comes across this and then hears it, she's going to be like, oh, he's talking about you, girl.
You said it's two of them, so she won't know. None of them will know.
It probably could be one of 70,000 girls out there with the same exact bio.
There you go.
Be fearless. On fire.
Oh, yeah, that is a common one. I see that.
You used to have that as your bio, probably.
No, I probably did at one point, to be honest. I know that's
right. Yeah, avoid them.
That's a very common.
Them cheesy inspirational quotes.
Yeah.
Go with something funny and humorous and clever witties. That's always the best, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Display some sarcasm or some sense of humor.
Yeah, I think
that's always
great
best.
Advice.
Yeah. All right, and now we're going to get to the most important thing.
Because
literally, you girls know, when you find somebody online, you got like 30 seconds to keep their attention. You click on their profile, and you're going. And
it's less than that now.
You got like 15 to 30 seconds before you determine if this person is even worth your time, right? It's the same way with us guys. We're scrolling through, seeing what you're about. And then if we see, there needs to be like a good mix of content on there. Just some essential things that's going to be like, oh, okay, she's pretty. She's into this, that, and the other thing. Oh, she's interesting. So it's like a good mix. And we're about to go over what those mixes are, right? Because if you're lacking some of these or have too much of one thing and not the other, then it's like, I'm not really that engaged, right?
Go ahead. Break it down. What do you think?
The perfect profile is like where there's a perfect mix of like content where it's like, okay, one selfie with your face, your eyes, you know, your smile.
See what you look like. Clearly.
See what you look like, right? But if it's all selfies, I literally came across a profile today. It was like 90% the same type of selfie. I'm like, damn, girl, we know what your face looks like.
Probably just wanted to be her own paparazzi.
Good for you, but... you're not giving me any new information here. Giving me the same ass selfie every damn time, girl. What the fuck?
No new info.
I ain't getting no new info. I need no more.
Oh, man.
You know, one, selfie. That's great. And, you know, guys, you can use this information, too. They need at least one selfie where they can see your face, see your smile.
Yeah.
See, if we could see your eyes, that's great. It's like, damn, she's got really pretty eyes. It's almost like we're looking at you, you know, like in the eyes. Like that's a way, wow, she's like got a mesmerizing smile or, eyes.
Right.
That's going to help. That's definitely
This is like the one time where, because you know that whole mystery is cool and this and that. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is the only time where that doesn't apply 100% because you still want to know what a person looks like.
We got to see your face.
You got something, you just like.
Yeah, you know they're wearing glasses in every photo. They're hiding
them.
You're hiding your face.
Yeah.
It's like, girl, guys ain't going to really
perceive. Or guys. Both
of them. Guys do that. It's like, dude, you're wearing glasses in every photo. I'm just assuming that you look like this, cross-eyed. You got something wrong with your eyes? What's going on with your eyes? Let me see under them glasses. Take them glasses. Take them damn glasses off. What's going on under there?
Is this different?
What's going on?
What if she got a condition, bro?
Hey, listen. If
she doesn't want to show.
Well, own it. Like that's a thing.
Yeah.
We respect that if you own it.
That's
right?
True.
That's like
true.
Anybody.
That is true.
We all have insecurities. Sure, you don't have to like fucking point them out. You know what I mean? And like really make that the focus. But it's like just own it, right? Because how else are you gonna meet anybody?
I feel like that's attractive in itself too. Like when you're unapologetic with who you
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
You know.
Do a side profile. I'm just saying, own that shit.
Yes.
Own
don't
that
make
shit,
that
baby.
Look again, bro.
I'm just saying these are all things that are going to heighten the chances of somebody approaching you. They got to see a face shot. They got to also see a body shot. For anybody who tells you that doesn't matter, they're fucking lying to you.
Right.
And I know y'all don't want to hear this because it's not politically correct to say, but guys do care.
This is the thing. I agree to an extent because what it is you don't have to choose make the obvious choice on it being scandalous.
Exactly.
That's the thing. It's like, you don't have to show skin and bikini, this and that.
But if it's a good mix, you got one bikini shot. We're not saying don't do that. Or you don't have to have any at all. I came across a girl's profile the other day. She didn't have no...
I think that's the best, bro.
She didn't have no bikini shots.
Yeah.
I mean, she got my attention with the profile pic. I clicked on it, and then it was like only like 15 photos in her profile.
Yeah.
You know, but it was a good mix.
Yeah.
Right? You know, she showed her fashion sense. She showed like kind of her lifestyle. She shows like... you know, the things that she does, she shows the things that are important in her life. I could get a good snapshot of like what this girl's about. I'm like, oh wow, she's attractive, and you know, she's got like, you know, she was showing her body without showing her body. And it's like guys do pay attention to that. They do want to see that, because if it's hidden, then we're assuming that you're hiding it for a reason. First of all, you're putting it all on the table, like, and you're owning it. That's attractive in itself. When you're hiding it, then it's like, oh, she's hiding it for a reason.
I want to add something to that. I feel like you said, there's a way to do it where you don't have to be so obvious, because this is the thing. I know there's going to be a lot of women out there to be like, well, this is what guys like. This is what they go for. This is why do they always go for them? Why do they always, you know, this and that?
Oh, yeah. But
I don't want to hear nothing about like, oh, because we show our regular selves and we don't get the attention from these guys. So let me just put this to rest right now. To an extent, you're right. But you're only right on those guys giving just the intention of sex.
Right.
The emotional connection of you being a long-lasting partner, this and that, is in the back of their minds. They're thinking, oh, aesthetic first, oh, body first, sex. Right. That's at the forefront.
So what you're really getting...
What you're really getting...
is their sexual attention.
Exactly. You're not getting what you really want, which is authentic connection.
We're not knocking anybody.
No, I'm just saying, if you do, just know what does come with it.
Right.
All we're doing is putting it into life.
If it's overly done, though,
overly done and scandalous,
it's like, oh wow, she's, you know, she's just seeking sexual attention, right?
Yeah.
But, and we're only speaking from a standpoint of like, if you're trying to find like a serious relationship,
yeah,
we're taking that approach
because we know that y'all tired of the games.
But by all means, we ain't judging. I don't want to come across like we're judging. If you
not at all. That's the
thing.
When we talk and we say these things, ladies, it's like we're coming out of pure love. We're coming out of honest perspective.
Yeah.
And literally, that's all it is. It's like we're telling you what's in the inside of a man's mind when it comes to these things. That's it.
And all we're trying to do at this point is like optimize your chances of like getting something serious that's real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's all we're doing here. We optimizing. And we're just going to give it to you real, like how guys really think. We're not sugarcoating this shit. I don't care. If we come across as like, you know, being, critical or judgmental, because these dudes are being judgmental too, and they're not telling you because they're afraid to sound rude or whatever, but this is the truth.
Well, we're just, what it is,
they won't tell you.
What it is we're looking out for them.
Yeah.
Those guys think that they don't know what we're, you know, that they don't know the information that we're actually giving them now, but that's why we're here for you, because
exactly.
We want to give you this information.
That's right, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to tell y'all what it is. We can't
So it's
just
like, but back to what we were saying is like, show your lifestyle. You know, show what you're about. Like, it can't be too much of one thing, right? There's sometimes I come across pages, it's all like just pictures of food or like what they can cook. It's like, dope, you're a dope cook. Like, you can make a mean ass meal.
I mean, if that's their brand, that
but what
sense.
Else? It gives a guy more to work with and more stuff to comment on, or like, more things to like approach you with later,
because it shows you really got substance.
Well, once we get to the part of like approaching, we'll tell you exactly what goes through our head. We're looking for an opportunity to approach, and we're looking at your profile. What can I ask her about?
Yeah,
you know, what can I comment on her? You know,
yeah,
relate to that.
Right.
I can start a conversation.
What's a really compelling opener, you know, that I can be able to take?
Exactly.
From looking at
I need something. You're giving him more to work with, so that way he can opening line is much easier and much more like casual.
Because guys think about that. I'm not even gonna hold you. Like, they literally think, oh, this is hard. I need to come up with something to try. And now I can't come up with nothing because now I'm overthinking about the perfect opener or the perfect saying. And it's just like the easier you make it with your profile being interesting, the better it is.
You give them way more to
approach.
Work. And you could get deeper that way.
Yeah.
You can get more in depth.
Yeah.
Right? It's like if it's off selfies, hey, you got a pretty face.
With that look.
It's like, it's all booty pics. Nice ass. Like, what do you expect? You know what I mean? And here's another thing. Most important thing is show your personality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some off the cuff. It doesn't have to be so serious.
Mm-hmm.
Show a little bit of like just personality. And you can do this, whether it's through the videos or photos or the captions.
Yeah.
Maybe the captions, funny, witty, clever,
you
know, something like that. Or it could be like, you could get a little deep in the caption,
right.
Something that's a little deeper and like, you know, like, yeah. Damn, that's profound. This yeah. is profound. Or, that's really interesting thought. Like, I kind of share that thought. Now you're giving me something, like, I could either laugh at that with yeah. you, point it out. I can, like, comment on that. I'm really, that's dope.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let me also say this, too, because we know that this is relevant. Girls, just keep in mind that when you're out and your friends are trying to take pictures of you, make it known that, and try to get, like, your good angle. Always be kind of on guard with that, because...
Know your angles.
The tag post that you're in, this is the thing, is, like, guys can probably go to the tag post and see those real authentic moments of you
yeah.
and what you really like with no edit or anything like that. So I'm just yeah. saying, watch out for basically everything.
Oh, you might dude, not know that. That's another thing is over-editing. Be careful, girls. Do not over-edit.
Thank you. Yes, Facetune, we know about that.
Yeah, we know all about that.
Little dent in the arm, this, all this other stuff. Like, come on. Like, we know.
It's like...
You don't have to do that.
We wise to the game now.
Yeah.
We wise to the game. It's like... You look like a porcelain doll.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, bro, like, who do you think you're fooling? Come on, girl.
Yeah.
Like, and it's
the
like,
body compression, this and that. Like, we know you want
to... There's a certain way to do it.
Best,
where it still look, you natural. Want it to look 100% natural.
Natural, yeah.
If it's over too much, we could tell. And yeah. it's a turn off. Straight up.
Yeah.
Straight up, it's a turn off.
Yeah.
So the more natural it could be, if you could take a dope-ass photo, no filters, no nothing, perfect.
Yeah.
You know, but look, we get it. You want to look your best self, but I'm telling you, you're setting yourself up
yeah.
to end up like losing this guy's interest.
Yeah.
If he sees one thing online and it's a different thing in person,
yeah.
you're like, you just catfished the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And now you just rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah.
You deceived me.
Yeah.
Who is you? The fuck?
I'm done. Because it shows that you're, if you show that you're comfortable in your own skin.
Don't do that.
That is attractive. And we know that you think that there's imperfections or this and that. We all have them.
Yeah.
Guys have them. They're not perfect.
Oh, you gonna catch
you
me.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, it should be a balance of, like, that get that natural look that you could possibly get and not going overboard with this whole face tuning and editing and all this stuff, because we notice.
You know what's, like, underrated, and I feel like girls don't take us seriously when we say this, is, like, natural beauty. Like, when we see somebody is, like, naturally just beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like, yo, you kind of won us over, like, being able to, like, have the confidence to show that one.
I have literally a direct reference to that.
Yeah.
Literally in my life with my wife.
Yeah.
Because she had to do a shoot, and it was for, like, this lash line. And basically, she had to just take off the lashes that she gets, like, you know, sort of every week. You know how we get, like, haircuts?
Yeah.
Girls go out and have lashes. And I understand, you know, she likes to feel and look beautiful all the time. Or she thinks she needs that. But when she took them off, and you see sort of this whole natural view, I fell more in love with her.
Yeah.
I was just, like,
pure about it. Or just,
wow, like, I finally get to see, like you. For the longest, I don't know what it was in her mind. She thought that, like, she looked like something that I wouldn't necessarily, like, deem to be attractive anymore because it's, like, you know, short eyelashes or this and that.
We understand, ladies.
But the thing is, I love it. Like, that natural beauty, I felt so much more in love. And the thing is, when she had those lashes on, it wasn't like I didn't find her attractive. It was just like, okay, this is not 100% the real you. So it's like you still feel some need to kind of do it. But, like, now that you did this, it's like, let me show and prove and reassure you that this is what I prefer more.
Yeah,
and
it's even not like you know.
I don't knock it because it makes her feel whatever it makes
you
her feel.
You were still attracted to her, the, you know.
I was, but in my preference. I'm saying in my preference, I prefer the natural beauty more.
And I think that's underrated, ladies. I think you'd be surprised to see how many guys, like that is, they're just, like, enamored by that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
You know, it's like, wow. This is like you. Like, there's a purity kind of aspect to it. It's like this pure, like, something. It's like, it's just like...
It's like this beautiful wholesomeness.
Yes.
You know?
That wholesomeness be something else.
Like, take out the extensions. Take off the eyelashes.
And
let me see you and literally own it. That's
that's
beautiful is an understatement.
That's true beauty right there.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's congenial.
Yeah.
Like,
and
that's
like
heavenly.
Yeah. And it's like back to kind of what we were saying about, like, really showing your personality, because that's really what we end up truly, like, falling in love with and relating to, engaging with. It's like showing some personality through your profile, like, captions.
Yeah.
In some way or another. It's like that's what really makes it easier for us to have a deeper connection.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, okay, we could see it's like, you know, whether you're funny or you know, you have this wholesome, sweethearted side of you, or this spiritual side of you, or this, you know, creative, witty side of you, you know, or it could be even goofy or nerdy. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, personality is like what wins us over,
it
right?
Really
and
is.
You know this to be true of, you know, you, that us guys are the same way.
Yeah.
Right? That's what gets us to go deeper. Like, okay, now it's like I really want something more than just the visual component.
Yeah.
It's like, because at first it was just all just strictly visual. But now as I'm like taking a deeper dive into it, I'm like, you're funny as hell. You're creative. You're witty. You know, you have some sarcasm, the sense of humor. It's like, I fuck with you. I fuck with your vibe. Like, I actually, like, you're somebody I could actually be friends with.
Yeah.
Boom. And that's what you're trying to get to, right?
Yeah. And literally looks fade, but your personality is everlasting. And that's what keeps literally the relationship, anything like that, on the mind state and the perception of, for the rest of your life.
Right.
Because when looks fade and there's nothing under there, oh, it'll come to surface.
Right.
And you'll notice the true colors of a person, and that will literally dictate everything.
Yeah.
So just always remember that under that is what's special, because it's you. So when you own it, it's so beautiful.
100%.
And it's everlasting. So just do that. I encourage everyone to just be them. Be you. Be you to the fully.
Major facts. Well said, my brother. Just trying to keep it real.
You know, I'm just trying to keep
this
it real, man.
Poetic as shit. You spitting them words,
bro. I can't help it, man.
He be spitting that fire.
You know, I'm trying to help and be there for all the listeners, man.
Respect.
Because it's so underrated. I feel like being 100%. Yourself is so underrated. So.
And like, just like another side note is like, as we talk about, like, these are the types of things that we want to see in your profile. I know that subconsciously you're more amped to want to post certain things because you know you'll get more engagement, whether that's like, you know, something that's a little bit flirty or, you know, sexy or whatever, because, oh, this is going to get more likes.
Or validation.
This is going to get me more value. It's going to get more attention in that way. For sure. Of course. But let me tell you something. Us guys, when you're trying to actually get our attention to be in a relationship or whatever, if I'm looking at you like, yo, this is potential wifey, the last thing I give a fuck about is how many likes that photo has, how many followers you have. You think a guy is thinking to himself, is this girl worth pursuing? Let me see how many likes she got. Oh, she only got 22 likes on her photo? I can't mess with her.
Yeah.
No, he ain't never thinking that. Trust me. That mix that we're talking about, post it, because you're not posting it for the validation in that moment. You're just posting it just to show what you're about, right? And you're being proud of who you are, what your accomplishments are, what your talents, skills are. And at the same time, you're giving yourself the best opportunity for Mr. Right to come along and say, damn, I fuck with her.
That part.
And I need to lock her down and see what she's about.
That's right.
That's the whole end game here. So keep this in mind, baby.
Amen.
Amen. All these things, they apply mostly both way.
Oh, 100%. Ways. I was going
to
say.
So, fellas, if you're listening to this, if you reverse it, if you really trying to get a girl to, like, take you seriously, she going to be judging off your profile picture. She got DMs full of guys trying to slide at her or whatever. She got you trying to like her photos to get her attention or whatever. She ain't clicking on your profile unless that profile pic is something that's going to catch her attention.
Yeah.
You know, so all the tips that we just gave for the girls, they go for you too.
Yeah.
But for the guys, there's some major don'ts, dog.
Man, let's get it.
Too many of you motherfuckers.
Let's get into it.
Be chicanerous on the gram.
There's been some things that could be fixed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, easy. Don't be out there acting like a fuckboy. If all you do is post shit that's like about your money or whatever, and then you complain, all these girls do is look at me like a bank. It's like, why do you think that is, bro? That's all you fucking giving them. That's all you showing them. Yeah. Come on, bro.
You know, I think also, like, trying to have pictures with so many girls, not saying you can't, because if you got girlfriends, you have girlfriends, but, like, when you overdo it trying to make a statement as such of, like, oh, yeah, I got all these girls, I'm this and that, it could come across as cheesy, you know?
Well, yeah, because it's they're just like, assuming that you got a girlfriend.
And they're, no, but they're also assuming that I can't
that
take
you're
this,
a player.
I can't take this guy seriously.
Right.
You know? So if you want to be taken seriously, just know what that comes with.
Yeah, know? Exactly. And here's another thing to be conscious of, fellas. Girls will check who you're following. They will click to see how many other girls you're following. Ooh. If you're following a bunch of IG models and OnlyFans girls, they're going to see
that.
Yeah,
that's really another thing.
They're going to look and scan through there and be like, oh, he's like, that's kind of a turnoff. They're going to get turned off by that.
Yeah.
If that's what you do, that's what you do. But just know, you're lowering your chances of a girl taking you seriously.
I feel like when you're also liking all these girls and commenting on all
these
girls'
pictures.
Yeah,
and then you're trying to slide at them.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, you know, you were doing so well. Like, we actually started to create, like, some sort of rapport. But then
you're barking up every tree.
I came across this profile. It says, liked by homeboy.
Yeah.
Oh, you trying to play a game.
Yeah. And then you see on another girl's picture that may be sort of in a circle or you know, and it's that same guy liking that picture.
You're trying to hit up the whole squad, ain't you, young
man? Yeah.
You can't be doing that. They catch that shit.
They
girls
really
are
do.
Slick. They know what's up.
Yeah.
100%. You know, and look, if you got a girlfriend and you sliding at her or a wife and all this and you're trying to slide, you disqualified yourself, bro.
Yeah.
First off, you're a fucking fool.
Yeah.
You're just blatantly dumb.
Yeah.
You know?
Or if they got a significant other or wife or husband, or, I don't know,
and
whatever.
And you know they got a...
And you know that they do, and you still slide in anyway. Like,
you
don't
disqualify yourself. Any high-quality woman...
Respect it.
Ain't gonna take you seriously. Because they're like, you don't even... You just displayed what your ethics are. And you don't respect my relationship. Like, you're fine to, like, follow them and, like, you know...
Yeah.
Like some of their photos or whatever, but... If you try to slide at them while you know they're in a relationship, they're looking at you you got shitty ethics.
And I'm going to just say this, fellas.
And that won't work on a high-quality woman.
Well, it's funny because my wife, she exposes the guys that know on her profile and have made it known that we're together and that, you know, this is what it is, our dynamic. And they still send these type of, or they still slide in a DM being slick and everything like that. And she shows me, and it's like, yo, this is, they still feel the need to, like, do this, even like, I do not respect these type of guys. Literally what she said out of her mouth. So just know that you won't be respected if you try to do that.
Yeah.
You know? So just respect someone's relationship, respect someone's marriage. You know, if it's one of those things where you have your eyes set on a girl, you know, say it's down the line, maybe something happened, but you're not solely waiting for something to happen, but say it's like something does happen and you go back and you're like, oh, well, you know.
Oh, she's single.
You know,
she'll respect you then because you didn't try no shit while she was in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, also, fucking, you don't have to be all over her shit, like in every single photo, trying to get her attention, sliding in her DM every single day. If she ain't reciprocating, just be cool, bro. Like, be laid back.
Yeah.
If you're stalking her story every single day, she's noticing that, dude, you don't got no life, bro. Like, what's going on? You gotta, like, you obsessed or something? You're turning her off.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Mm-hmm.
You're turning her off.
That part,
baby.
Laid back, no pressure. That's one of the dynamics that I feel like should be at the forefront.
Yeah, you gotta have your own life.
Is when you don't put any pressure on these girls or anything like that. Because the moment she rejects you or anything like that and you're starting to give attitude or any of that, like, it rubs every girl the wrong way. It's like, yo, this guy is, I cannot take him seriously. Like, he just literally discredited himself because the moment when he can't handle rejection for one, and two, he's not a strong value man because he doesn't lead his own life.
Well, dude, this is what you should do. Is like, obviously have your own life. Don't be so preoccupied with getting girls online and whatnot. Just live your life. Like, if you want to nonchalantly, like, you're taking the approach of trying to, you know, make a friends with this girl rather than actually, like, trying to get at her, get in her pants. Like, be genuine in that way, and you'll heighten your chances of, like, actually creating some dope friendships. And if they go somewhere, then great. If not, then you ain't sweating it. Be laid back. It's like when you approach her and slide, like try to come with something that's relatable, a conversation starter based off of things that are in her profile rather than what's up, cutie? What's up, girl? Hey.
Like something bland, something short. Like don't
hard
do
eyes.
Yeah.
Don't fucking be commenting on her thirst traps and only her thirst trap. Don't ever comment on a thirst trap. Yeah. Don't ever even like a thirst trap. Then I'm showing you I'm not just interested in just what you look like.
It's genuinely being interested in her and her hobbies and her mind, like what she thinks, whatever.
Right.
So just try to lead on more than surface level whenever you're able to
100%.
Approach a girl or message a girl and everything. Because I can guarantee you that these basic sort of conversations or answers that you're giving them, they can read right through that. Every guy is saying the same thing. But when you're genuine, like truly.
And being
like,
laid back.
It just sets you apart from every other guy.
So here's the thing, too. Either person could initiate, right? So girls, you're setting yourself up for a guy to, like, engage you, but why not engage the guy that you're interested in? You know, take control over who you're having a conversation with. You can initiate without coming across as, like, trying to get at them.
Yeah.
Right? And, like,
what about the girls that say, no, he should reach out to me? Like, no,
okay,
like,
cool.
he should say, so I don't need to say anything first.
That's fine, but you're... Your selection is their choosing, right? Rather than you choosing. We're trying to say you can be the one in control. If you see a guy that fits your description of the ideal guy, well, you going to wait for him to hit you up? Why not just take control of the situation?
Take the reins.
In a way where it doesn't come across as like you trying to, you know, come at him like with the intention of like, you know, you're highly interested or you're desperate for anything or you're looking for anything.
Yeah.
Like, it's so nonchalant and innocent, you're not coming across. And it's just a conversation starter.
Exactly.
At the end of the day. And you're building a slow rapport that leads to a friendship that could potentially be a relationship.
Right, because that's not taboo. And don't ever think it is, ladies, that you can't be the first one to initiate or say something.
Because you think, like, how come he hasn't slid yet? Well, he doesn't have nothing...
Yeah,
you know, to work, he doesn't have enough to work with either that, or he's not interested, or you haven't given him an interest. You know what's going to heighten your chances if you slide, right? But in a way where it doesn't come across as like, you know, desperate or anything like that. You could just reply to one of his stories with something funny, commenting on something that he says, or asking him a question. Like,
I think that could be the safest route, to be honest.
Right.
Because
you're deliberately showing some interest, and now you're giving him a little bit more reassurance that, confirmation that you are in some way surface level interested. This is your style of sliding. That's how I do it.
Yeah.
I never come across as like, what's up, baby? How you doing? Hey, hi.
I hope you don't mind.
Never.
I'm not judging, but I hope
what's good, cutie? How you doing? What's up with your fine ass?
Oh my.
Never. You won't never
catch me. Or the simple sup or hi. Or
sup.
What's good? Or
sup.
What's up? Or like
sup. What's your name?
What's up, shawty?
Bro, there's somebody in my DMs right now just hi. I'm like,
you lying.
I swear to God, I'm sure you got it too, bro.
You mean having conversations with
I'm just like, yo, what the hell? But what's gonna get me to respond? It's like if it's a genuine like question or something.
Right. Or something that makes you laugh.
Innocent and nonchalant. If it makes me laugh, that's great. It might get me to notice it and like laugh and like you a little bit, but it's not going to necessarily get me to respond.
It could. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It could.
Yeah, it could.
Right.
Like, I feel like humor is something that like it's sort of like a very deep psychological human, you know, sort of intriguement, you know, whenever you can humor somebody like you're like, man, let me find out like because I like I like your energy now.
All you're doing is you're trying to put yourself on their radar. Mm-hmm. And like try to get a little bit of some rapport built up between you and them. And then eventually they could be the one like come sliding at you and actually trying to set something up and pursue like an actual hangout or relationship or whatever. Right.
Right.
So you're first putting yourself on their radar. Now they're going to be checking out your stories. They're going to be checking out your profile. They're going to be checking you out. Right. And they got over time, they're going to be looking at your stories and whatnot. And one of these days, he's going to swipe up on that story and make a comment. Boom. You got him.
There you go.
If he's not initiating the conversation, you be the one to initiate it by asking him a question.
Something that warrants a response than using your personality and being real to, like, mm-hmm. literally lead the rest, to have that conversation right. started and to lead for the rest of that conversation.
That's right.
What your intention, you know, setting up a date.
Here's another red flag on both sides. Just avoid doing this. Is posting drama.
Yeah.
On your social. It's like if we go on your story and we see some like drama, salty, spiteful things, it's
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
Uh oh.
It could be quotes, it could be like a picture, it could be videos of.
Yeah.
All, everything that literally dictates what you just said.
Yeah. You're
and
like,
it
oh
can
shit.
Come across as off-putting.
Yeah. It's yeah. like, oh damn. Yeah. That boy got some problems. Oh, he got some issues. Oh, he's crazier. She's crazier. He's, you know, just drama. It's like, whoa, okay, I'm going to back off now.
Yeah.
So avoid posting drama. Keep it positive. Keep it fun. Keep it,
yeah.
you know, but that's also something you got to keep in mind is people's life that they're putting online is a highlight reel, mm-hmm. right? So moderate those expectations. If you're going into it with the mindset of you're not pursuing a relationship, it's just a friendship, you won't have those expectations.
Yeah.
Right? And you know realistically there's more to you than what I'm seeing here. I need to get to that. So we need to take steps to like at least
but build, it takes the pressure
build
the
comfortability with each other where I can now start to get to know you a little bit better.
Right.
Right. And know what you're about. And these are the steps to get there.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
There you go. You said it best.
Those are the basic Instagram relationships 101.
There you go.
That's
101.
What it is, you know? And what we're going to do in the bonus episode is going in deeper into the DM conversation.
Yeah.
Do's and don'ts and how to actually set up the first date or the first hangout or whatever and get them in person. Because in person is where the real magic is going to happen.
There you go.
You're just like, how do you go about getting there?
We'll get into it.
We got you on the bonus episode, ladies and gentlemen.
Facts.
But so we're going to get right into the bonus episode. So if you want to check that out, click the link in the description. We got that coming for you right now, the DM do's and don'ts and how to set up that first hangout, baby.
Know the vibes.
But anyway, listen, we hope you got some valuable information out of this. We'll cover more on this topic in later episodes. But do me a big favor, if you took any value out of this episode whatsoever, hit that subscribe button, baby. Smash that like button, baby. Drop us a comment. These are all things that help us out. So we appreciate it when you do that.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for
tuning
in.
And we want to hear your feedback at the same time. So,
absolutely.
You know, if you're on Apple Podcasts, leave us a nice review, 5 stars, so we can climb up there and catch up with Joe Rogan's motherfucking ass.
We coming.
You feel me?
We coming, man.
That's right.
And we love
you. We appreciate
y'all.
It. Thank y'all so much, and we will see you next week. Peace. So we're going to give them the tips.
Yeah.
Coming straight from the man himself who probably has had all kinds of DMs.
yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's been crazy, bro. You know, it will
so we're going to give them the ones that worked,
yeah.
the ones that didn't work, the
yeah.
do's, the don'ts, and all the above, and like what actually led to you actually hanging out with them and vice versa. Like, I'm all-